Hey guys, in this podcast today, we are looking at how I was able to drill down to find what service I'm going to provide for my market. Hey guys, a real quick podcast today, and I wanted to touch on how I work through to finding my niche market, because I thought it was an important thing when I'm creating a service-based business. Because one of the things I started to notice as I was doing my initial market research was so many of people in my industry and in my area were, when I looked on their social media pages, so many of them were about them and how their great set of skills were the thing that of the reason why you should get them to come and work with them. And a lot of it looked and appeared quite embellished with how it was presented on social media. So it led me to start really questioning, what is it that I'm going to be bringing to the table, and what is it that my industry actually really needs? So it got me to, whilst I was looking through these pages, I thought, well, everyone's just pretty much duplicated the same model. So basically, they've created the same sort of business structure. Their social media pages look the same. All the stuff that they're doing is the same as the next person. So how are you different to those people? How is the business that you're wanting to create different, so that you're not, you know, rinse and repeat going on from working and servicing your niche market? So the first thing that I started to work out through, or started to work on, was actually writing down what are my skills, not just my skills with work, but what are other skills that I was able to draw upon and use. You know, what comes naturally to me? There are some things that definitely in my personal life that I have tools and strategies that I use a lot of. There is experiences that you can draw upon. There are things that you naturally find easy, and people comment about how easy it appears to you. Once you start looking at your skills and things that naturally comes to you, you need to start thinking about, what I started to do was then, okay, so out of all of the experiences and skill sets, what market am I wanting to go into? What is the specific area that I can provide a service for? So when I was looking and drilling down into that one, it helped me to become more clear about about what it is the market actually wants, separating myself from what I know is good and what I am naturally able to bring to the table isn't necessarily the thing of what my market is currently needing right now. So I needed to get clear about where the market is that I'm going to be wanting to provide my service for. So you may already be in one market, and something that comes really natural to you in that market, you might actually start to drill down into another market, and you realize that there's actually an opening here. And that's where I started to look and begin to start to think about, well, hang on a second, what market's saturated? What skill sets? Like, you know, I look at these websites, pages, social pages, and people are just scattered all of their skill sets and their qualifications and degrees, but it actually didn't tell me about the market. How does it help with the market? How does it help the person? And that's where, once I started getting that clarity for my niche market, I actually started feeling a lot better within myself about what it is that I can bring to the table to help that market the most. Because all of us have so many different skills, so many unique experiences, so many great tools in our tool belt that we can use in order to help us get to where we are. And you know that those tools can help someone else. But it's no good going into a market where it's already saturated. You need to know that the tools that you can bring can actually deliver for that group, that market, and then spend your time focused in on that market. So the thing is, what is it that your market actually need? Not what you have a fantasy about in your mind about how you're going to be dominating into this area. There's quite a few YouTube videos, and I was watching one the other day about how this one particular person has done exceptionally well. And the thing that she said was that I just started looking at all of these jobs and looking at so many things on social media. What she realized was so many people are telling them about how to quit their 9-to-5 job, but what they were missing out on was how does it help millennials that have the struggles of, you know, just finishing university and all that kind of stuff. So she drilled into that market in order to help them quit the 9-to-5 job. And this is the distinction, if you can see here, just with this example, what I saw, this is the thing that helped me to start drilling down and saying, well, how do I provide my service for my market? So take the time today to think about what it is that you're wanting to deliver to the market. What is your skill sets? What are your experiences? And where is it that that can help your market? But what does that market actually also need out of your skill sets? Hope you found that really super helpful. It helped me with drilling into my niche market and drilling down so that I know what it is out of my skill sets, out of my toolboxes, out of my previous experience that I can help to help my niche market get what they want in the service that I provide to them. So I hope that was helpful for you. I welcome some comments, some feedbacks. Tell me if you agree, if you disagree. MattSteer22, that is on social, on the Facebooks, on the Instas, on the website, mattsteer.com.au. Look forward to hearing from you guys.